This is the Internet Multicasting Service. Harper Audio presents The Poetry of Dylan Thomas, read by the author. The New York Times called Dylan Thomas both a maker and speaker of poetry. Listen to the poet's unique manipulation of language as he interprets his own works.
It was my 30th year to heaven, woke to my hearing from harbor and neighbor wood, and the mussel pooled and the heron priested shore, the morning beckon with water praying and call of seagull and rook, and the knock of sailing boats on the net-webbed wall, myself to set foot that second in the still sleeping town and set forth. My birthday began with the water birds and the birds of the winged trees flying my name above the farms and the white horses. And I rose in rainy autumn and walked abroad in a shower of all my days. High tide and the heron dive when I took the road over the border, and the gates of the town closed as the town awoke. A springful of larks in a rolling cloud, and the roadside bushes brimming with whistling blackbirds, and the sun of October, summery on the hill's shoulder. Here were fond climates and sweet singers suddenly come in the morning, where I wandered and listened to the rain-ringing wind blow cold in the wood far away under me. Pale rain over the dwindling harbor and over the sea-wet church the size of a snail with its horns full mist and the castle brown as owls. But all the gardens of spring and summer were blooming the tall tales beyond the border and under the lark full cloud. There would I marvel my birthday away, but the weather turned around. It turned away from the blithe country, and down the other air and the blue altered sky streamed again a wonder of summer with apples, pears, and red currants. And I saw in the turning so clearly a child's forgotten mornings when he walked with his mother through the parables of sunlight and the legends of the green chapels and the twice-told fields of infancy, that his tears burned my cheeks and his heart moved in mine. These were the woods, the river and sea, where a boy, in the listening summertime of the dead, whispered the truth of his joy to the trees and the stones and the fish in the tide. And the mystery sang alive, still in the water and singing birds. And there could I marvel my birthday away, but the weather turned around, and the true joy of the long dead child sang burning in the sun. It was my 30th year to heaven, stood there then in the summer noon, where the town below lay leaved with October blood. Oh, may my heart's truth still be sung on this high hill in a year's turning.
This side of the truth you may not see, my son, king of your blue eyes in the blinding country of youth, that all is undone under the unminding skies of innocence and guilt before you move to make one gesture of the heart or head is gathered and spilt into the winding dark like the dust of the dead. Good and bad, two ways of moving about your death by the grinding sea, king of your heart in the blind days, blow away like breath, go crying through you and me and the souls of all men into the innocent dark and the guilty dark and good death and bad death, and then, in the last element, fly like the star's blood, like the sun's tears, like the moon's seed, rubbish and fire, the flying rent of the sky, king of your 6 years. And the wicked wish, down the beginning of plants and animals and birds, water and light, the earth and sky, is cast before you move. And all your deeds and words, each truth, each lie, die in unjudging love. A stranger has come to share my room in the house not right in the head. A girl mad as birds, bolting the night of the door with her arm, her plume. Straight in the mazed bed, she deludes the heaven-proof house with entering clouds. Yet she deludes with walking the nightmarish room at large as the dead, or rides the imagined oceans of the male wards. She has come possessed, who admits the delusive light through the bouncing wall. Possessed by the skies, she sleeps in the narrow trough, yet she walks the dust, yet raves at her will on the madhouse boards, worn thin by my walking tears. And taken by light in her arms that long and dear last, I may without fail suffer the first vision that set fire to the stars. The hunchback in the park, a solitary mister propped between trees and water, from the opening of the garden lock that let the trees and water enter until the Sunday somber bell at dark, eating bread from a newspaper, drinking water from the chained cup that the children filled with gravel in the fountain basin where I sailed my ship, slept at night in a dog kennel, but nobody chained him up. Like the park birds, he came early, like the water, he sat down. And mister, they called, hey mister, the truant boys from the town, running when he had heard them clearly, on out of sound, past lake and rockery, laughing when he shook his paper, hunchbacked in mockery, through the loud zoo of the willow groves, dodging the park keeper with his stick that picked up leaves. And the old dog sleeper, alone between nurses and swans, while the boys among willows made the tiger jump out of their eyes to roar on the rockery stones, and the groves were blue with sailors. Made all day until bell time, a woman figure without fault, straight as a young elm, straight and tall from his crooked bones, that she might stand in the night after the locks and chains, all night in the unmade park, after the railings and shrubberies, the birds, the grass, the trees, the lake, had followed the hunchback, and the wild boys, innocent as strawberries, to his kennel in the dark.
This has been Harper Audio. HarperCollins is the copyright owner of this recording and has consented to a limited distribution of Harper Audio as an 8 kHz computer sound file on Internet Town Hall. It is a violation of United States and international copyright laws to copy these recordings in any other way. Harper Audio is a trademark of HarperCollins Publishers, Inc.
To order a copy of this tape or to request a catalog of all Harper Audio spoken word cassettes, please call 1-800-C-HARPER or 717-941-1214 or send mail to harper@town.hall.org. This has been a production of the Internet Multicasting Service. Support for Harper Audio is provided by HarperCollins and by Sun Microsystems and O'Reilly & Associates. Network connectivity for the Internet Multicasting Service is provided by UUNET Technologies and MFS DataNet.